Before we go on, I just want to touch on yesterday at the end of Shir, I mentioned the concept of the question of Kinder Rabbanim Ani L'Deraisa, which, as I said, is a Shas Inyan. The question of whether a Kinder Rabbanim could be Payal for halachas that are deraisas, and the fact that our Tosfos, Shlomo Eger ben Zeraya, our Tosfos holds Kinyan deraisa mahani l'drabanan, because our Tosfos is mashma that if the Rabbanan would have been snakken, ma'amid shloshtam by shtar, that it would work even by kidden, which is mashma, Tosfos holds Kinyan deraisa mahani l'deraisa. Just, there are two nekudas in, so to speak, the raid on Kinyan deraisa mahani l'deraisa, which you should be aware of. One is that the issue of Kinyan Rabbanim Ani L'Deraisa is probably a Machlokes Rishonim of Pshat in the Mishnah Shkalim. Mishnah Shkalim says that Ketanim are Peturim from Shkalim. The Katan is not Mechuyev to give a Shaka, to give Shkalim. But Im Shaklu, if they gave, Mekabel Mehen. Mekatan gives a shekel, gives shkalim, mekabel mehem, then we're mekatan. Now, min ha-Torah, a katan can't give shkalim. A katan can't give anything. Min ha-Torah, a katan can't give a matana. So the question is, what does it mean in the Mishnah when the Mishnah says that that a katan gives shkalim, that we're mekabel from them? So in the Mefarshei HaMishnayos, there are two explanations. One is the Shulchan Aruch. I'm sorry, the Bartanura. Bartanura says that it means pachas meben chaf. When it says ketanim, it means under 20 years old. The only chayiv in shkalim meben esrim olamayla. The Gemara says, Mishnah says ketanim ein shaklin, it means under 20. When it says in kiblu mekablu mehem nachnu mekablu mehem, that's talking about over 13, under 20. So Mamela, it's so according to the Bartanura, there's no issue in the mission. However, the Rambam is not happy with it. The Rambam says it means Pachas Neben Yud Gimel. It means under the age of 13. There's a Dinder Rabbanon that Pu'utais, children who we could see have some seichel, and they're over at least 7 years old, and we see that putas, they have seichel, so their matan is a matan, midrabbana. So the Rambam learns that it's talking pachas mibenyu gimel, and the Rabbana will mistaken that it works. So the Ketzais understands that this is the machlokes. The Rambam holds kinyan drabbana mahani l'deraisa. So Mimela, it works even for a Pachas Mben Yigimel. Rabbon Lom Misakin, you can give. So you can give. Right, now, once you give the shekel, you're going to be bringing a carbon with a coin of a cotton, whom in HaTorah can't give it away, like a stolen shekel. Right, that shekel, when the cotton gives his shkalim, now when you're going to bring a carbon, part of the carbon is from the shekel of the cotton. And if in the shekel of this katan, then that's gozel, because the katan min ha-Torah can't give away a shekel. Min ha-Torah can't give it away. So min ha-Torah, it's still his. So that's a gozel to shekel. Elomai. Kinyan Rabbanan ma'ani midaraisa. Rabbanan said the katan can give it away, so once the katan gives it, it's given. And once it's given, it's not gozel, and the carbon is good. That's what, apparently, the Rambam Shita. The Bartanura, who saw the Rambam and was didn't go with his pshat, apparently disagrees. He holds no. King Rabbanan is only the Rabbanan. So this is the usually when the discussion of King Rabbanan Mahali Deraisa, it's usually brought as a machlokes the Mefarshei HaMishnayos here in Shkalim, whether you hold Pachas Meben Yud Gimel could give a shekel or not. There is a Shar HaMelech.
He says the Rav says that not 20, you know, it can't. He's saying 20, but it could be taken away.
the assumption is, since the Rav was Mishana from the Pashta Taich of Ketanim, and he said it means under 20. Well, Pashat, the Mishnah says, when the Mishnah says Ketanim, you should Taich it to mean under 13. He says under 20 because he has the Kasha, that under 13 it doesn't work, apparently. This way the Ketanim understands. By Lulav is the same thing. You can't. I mean, the cotton should be able to give. I mean, if Kindra Abanam Hanai Daraisa, then a cotton who's Higia to Oinas Apulta should be able to give. Why did
he come forward?
By where?
By the case of the Chol.
Well, if you get, if you hold Kindra Abanam Hanai Daraisa, you mean if you hold Lemahani? If you're like Mahani, so his askama minatayra is not a das. It's not enough of a das to give away. To give it away. Don't you think so?
No,
what happens if you have a child that's 4 years old and he gives it? So you're 5 years old, he gives it. So that's stolen, right? Even though he gives it happily. That's the halacha stolen. So I guess minatayra under 13 is not enough das.
You always love Mahani with the right, and it's love Mahani with the other.
Why have kibbutz and have kibbutz?
It
could be
said.
Why would it not be behind the derais? Okay, so no, it's far. Why can't Rabban shouldn't help the derais? That's the second nekuda I said. I want to add two points today. So one point is this machlokes here. It really develops into an interesting shaila. Because how do you answer this raya? From the Rambam, it's a raya. From the Rav, you could maybe be mefakhtik, from the Batanura. But the Rambam is a pretty good raya. He says, under 13, if you give a shekel, it's a good shekel. That's kinyan d'rabbanan ma'ala d'raisa. So the Shamelech says that it's not a raya. It could be the cotton's coin is taka, a stolen coin. But you throw that coin into the lishcha with all the thousands of other coins, it's bottled. It's bottled into the other coins, and avela, whatever you're buying with the first coins. So Shaar Melech says, what? Because the Rabbanan said we can be makabel. The only question is, on a derisitic level, probably should be possible. So I have no problem with bottled. The problem is that Mimulun says that we know money is not bottle. I mean, we have a general rule that money is not bottle. If you have a dollar and it falls into my mixes with my dollars, I can't say, okay, your dollar is bottled in mine and now I can keep all of them. What? The DNA carbon in the coins, it could be bottle. It could be. It could be. That's Shamelech meant, and either rabbi. That Abdi Mulam time is, this is all in the Abdi Mulam, I think it's in the Chofes, that there's no bittle by, generally, there's no bittle by coins. It's Sugi and Bayan. Somebody wanted to say money is bottle, and they laughed at him. Right? And the Gemara says a joke. How can money be bottle? My money falls into your money, so it's bottle. What? Lashon Mishnah thinks makabel. Shakul makabel. Because the drabanim will not be makabel. That's the takana drabanim that putes could give away. No, they don't have that machuyev to give. The pturim, they don't have to give. The kabel doesn't have to shal the shkol. If they give, so they make.
The money is bottled.
You're
just
trying
to pay back. You can't pay back the actual money that was actually weak.
Maybe that's what the Shaar Melech meant. The coin is bought. There's a chayv on Hegdish to pay back. So that chayv we can deal with. It's nothing to do with the kashrus of the carbon. So if we would use every single coin, maybe it would be a problem. But they never used every single coin. There were always coins left over. So maybe that's the var, that the coin is bottled. It says the dine isra shabai, the coins above, dine mamun is shabai, it's just a chayv mamun. So that's what the shara malach means, that the coins above. Okay. That's good. Anyway, this is, like I said, the first, so to speak, typical yisayid in this inyan. The second, so the first is the makar. The makar of the discussion is the Mishnah Shkalim. The second is the lamdis. Generally, when we talk about King Rabbanu Mahalo Daraisa, why should it work? Hatzefka Bezna Hefka. There's a question, and I'm showing them already, as how Hefka Bezna Hefka works. Is Hefka Bezna Hefka a din that Bezna can make things Hefka and that's it? Bezna has a right to make things hefker. We learn hefker, bezna, hefker out of a pasuk, even Yeshua, pasuk and Ezra, that Yechram kol rechushai, that Ezra had the power to be mafka a person's property. That's a kohen to make it hefker. Or does hefker, bezna, hefker work that you could give it to someone? That the bezna has the power to take Reuven's thing and give it to Shimon. There are those who say, yeah, hefker, bezna, hefker means you can do whatever you like. Those who say, no, hefker, bezna, hefker, you can make it hefker, but you can't give it to a different person. If you hold the kayach of hefker, bezna, hefker, is to give it to someone, then kinyan d'rabbanan, mahani l'derais. Let's say I buy a lulav with a kinyan d'rabbanan. So is it lachem? Is it my lulav? Hefker, bezna, hefker. Bezna said, with this kinyan, it goes out of his rishus, and it goes into my rishus. So hefker, bezna, hefker, then it's mine. However, if you hold, then so then the Kinyan D'Rabbanan helps with their eyes, because the Kinyan D'Rabbanan has the Kayach of Hefker Bezna Hefker to make it mine. And if I want to be Mekadosh and Isha, same thing. If Hefker Bezna Hefker made it mine, Kinyan D'Rabbanan mine with their eyes. If you learn that Hefker Bezna Hefker is just a Kayach to be Mafkir, to be Mafkia ownership, but not a Kayach to give ownership, then if I buy a Lulav with a Kinyan D'Rabbanan, what happened? Rabbanan said it doesn't belong to the seller anymore. So it doesn't belong to the seller, but it doesn't belong to the buyer either until the buyer does a kinyan d'oraisa. The buyer would have to pick it up and be kainan. If he picks it up, he'll be kainan. If he only does a kinyan d'rabbanan though, let's say he only gets the luv of a kinyan d'rabbanan and then he shuffles it without picking it up at tefah. So then that would be a chasaran. In Hefker Beznef cannot make it his. Let's say he steals something, the owner's on the Yayish. So midrabbanan is kainit. If you hold Yish kadikani, so that means if you steal something, the owner's the Yayish, it becomes yours. Becomes yours midrabbanan. So it becomes yours midrabbanan, could you be maktiv, could you give kedushin to an Isha? If you hold that kinyan rabbanan is a kayak to make it yours, you can make kedushin Isha. If the kayak rabbanan is like to make it hefker, but it's not yours yet, so you can't be kedushin Isha. If you're going to make another kinyan, in that case it'll work. And not in the case of Gezel, but in the case where you buy a lulav with a kinyan d'rabbanan. So the other person's masking to be magnus, that's magnus. So then if I'll do a proper hakbah, of course I'll be kind. I'll do a kinyan d'rabbanan, no question.
But that means that you don't even need the silver. The original silver from the shush, you don't need.
Yeah, then you don't need it. So our issue is not when you do hakbah. Our issue is when you fail to do hakbah. You fail to do a kinyan d'oraisa, so all you do is a kinyan d'rabbanan. That's where the machlokes comes from.
You wouldn't need the seal for the cotton, so then it wouldn't help, even if you do a kinyan d'oraisa.
Because they need the das machna. At any rate, this is the estates of kinyan d'rabbanan mahani d'oraisa. The question A, Peshat Mishnah Shkalim, which is usually where it's traced to. And B, the issue of how Hefka Bezna Hefka works. And the Ketzais in a few places talks about King the Rabbanu Mahani the Raisa and the Avni Meluim. Again, from our Tesis, it just seems to be Tesis holds. Prishtakarai, Tesis holds King the Rabbanu Mahani the Raisa. Okay, let's get back to the Gemara. Rav Papa. Rav Papa said three lines in the bottom. Loyal b'shchem meirah, ki duchte rav, dama rav, shchem meirah, sha'amr, tzunu wano l'plainim, in the chosai, Mana zed leisnim, mana stam ein leisnim, chashira sheva, mana kavra kavra. What does that mean? Our Mishnah says, yinu lachavisa, it's talking with tzibur mekeren zavis, because if it's tzibur mekeren zavis, it's like mana zed. What's it did by mana zed? Shchemera. So his words are kiksuvim umusurim davi, and that's why it works. So, but if you say monastam, it's not tziburim, Rav holds it doesn't work, but hilchas alifur lachashino. We hold that it always works. Rav Papa, my tamir rabbi to Rav Zivit. Why is that tonight by man shloshtar not Rav Zivit? To sav Rav Papa, ki yama Rav, loishna milva, loishna pekar. My shloshtar would work, you don't need tziburim. Since Rav said, Rusha tziburim bekaren zavis, it can't be that Rav was talking about Maimit Shloshtam. Because you don't need tziburim bekaren zavis, even if it's just a milva, it also works by Maimit Shloshtam. How does it work? So we'll wait. The Gemara comes back, Rufa, the Gemara falls back to the Inyan of Maimit Shloshtam. So that we're going to leave it tomorrow. Rav Zavid, my time Ali Yomakar of Pah. Gemara is now the other way. Rav Zavid was that tonight by Maimit Shloshtam. Why did he say tonight by Shchiv Meirah? My tamal yamakar papa. Lo ani took my masnisha b'shiver memai. But the tani ha'aimer tenu gets ele ishli. He has to say tenu gets ele ishli zolav di umes lo yidu lachamisa. Tamal demesa mechayim noisna. So that's something that would work mechayim. It doesn't work lachamisa. And was that in that ayin that he said tenu? Tamal dama tenu. If the mishnah is coming with a case of tenu, vayistays haloy yamet tenu ein noisna. It can't be talking about a shchimera. Because Shemir Afak Avdolay Amr Tanu Naisna. Normally a man says, Kisvu get Ishti, he's not saying Tanu, he's saying write it, and I'll decide if I want to give it. Shemir Afak Avdolay Amr Tanu Naisna. Shemir is different. Nabu Shanel Yaiman. Hayatza Bekaila Avram Kisvu get Ishti, Harayelu Yichtavu Vinna. Chazul Aimer Afa Mithairish Vietza Bishiara. Shemizuri Aimer Afa Misuka. So we're going with Shimon Shizuri, and since Shimon Shizuri holds Afa Misukan, that's a Shimon Rav's Misukan, and such a person does not have to say Tanu. Since our Mishnah came for a deal of saying Tanu, it cannot Shtim, it can't be our Mishnah's talking about Shimon. The Gemara says, what are you picking with Shimon Shizuri? Maslar Vashi, my name Allah, Mishnah of Shimon Shizuri, he demur Abadani. There's no Raya. Who says that the Mishnah is of Shimon Shizuri? Maybe it's the Rabbah. About Kapanim, if the Mishnah is Rav Shimon Shizuri, then it makes sense that what's the Mishnah? That the Mishnah can't be talking about Shchemera, because a Shchemera does not need Tanu. So we learned this thing, that a Shchemera who's Mesukin doesn't need to say Tanu. The Ramban is Medayik. Why don't you set sign the Mishnah by a Shchemera who's not a Mesukin? That's not by Shchemera. It's not Mesukin. Shimon Shizuri said, "I'm Mesukin." Doesn't have to say Tanu. So, Frank the Ramban is that's not by Shchemera. It's not Pesachon. And Lomai by Stoyes, the Ramban says that whenever it says Shchemera and Shas, that's the gather of Mesukah. You shouldn't think Mesukin means he's going to die any second. But Afa Mesukin, Shimon Shizuri is Afa Mesukin. That is Shchemera. Tainuach. That's the Ramban's diuk from the fact that the Gemara didn't say. Now, according to the Rav Papa, who's that's the Rabbi Shchemera, so what's Pshat in the Sefer, that the Shchemera who says gives a devar of akiksuvim u'misurin dami, and therefore the money you give even lachamis. Question: if he's not like Rav Papa and divrei of Shchemera akiksuvim u'misurin dami, how do you learn the ratio? To nu gets le ishti, why not give lachamisa? Shchemera says to nu gets le ishti. It gets written already. He says to nu gets le ishti. So divrei Shchemera k'ksuvim mesurin dami. It's like a kinyan. So it's like a kinyan. Why by get doesn't it work? Why can't you give lachamisa? If divrei Shchemera k'ksuvim mesurin dami, so why can't you give it lachamisa? What do you mean? The k'siv was that. The k'siv was the Mishnah says how he writes tenu get zel l'ishti. So get is written l'shma already. And the Shimera is saying, I want you to give this get Lishmi. So that means, Divrei Shimera Kiksum Masurindami. So it's as if now he gave it, just like by the money. The Shimera says, give this money. There's no actual Messina. Is that Ma'akiv? He's saying a few different things. Right, so let's see. Number one is the kinyan of a nesina shimeira good enough. It's not a nesina. So first of all, that should depend on the machlekes of Akiva Eger and the nesivas from yesterday. Machlekes, you're right, the queen of Akiva Eger, who holds, and we call that the shitas, the Ram of the Rajbo later, the Masechta, that if you hold that you need dafka either yad or chotzer, so it's very good. Shimera is a new kinyan. Divrei Shimera kiksu v'surin damin. Divrei Shimera says this is a new kind of kinyan. And if it's a new kind of kinyan, it shouldn't work. So if you hold that other kinyan, like Rabbi Kiva Eger, other kinyanim don't work, it's pashut. Kinyan Shimera is a new kinyan, also doesn't work. However, if you hold like Rashi, who holds that kinyan agav works, and like the Nesivas Paskins, that other kinyanim work, then the kasha is still good kasha. So you have a teretz, which is only a teretz light the Rabbi Kiva Eger, those Rishayim who Rabbi Kiva Eger is medayik from. However, according to those who hold like the Nesivas, that other kinyanim work, or Rashi Shita from later, the other kinyanim work, the kasha is good kasha. So, what? But this is, well, according to the, if you hold that agav is in the sina, and if you hold that Mayim Shloshtim is in the sina, so it's also in the sina. If I say Mayim Shloshtim would be a good in the sina, if not that they were in the Mistak and Mishtaras. So why is this any different? What's in Mayim Shloshtim? What's different than Mayim Shloshtim? It's done with words. What is Mayim Shloshtim? Do you understand? They talk. From talking, it's in the sina. So they're all standing there. So Mayim Shloshtim, you need three of them standing there. Shemira, you don't need three of them standing there. It's also words. It's just that these words are fixed in the sina. No, that's not what Ksuv means. It's give it to Shliach, then after he dies, you give it back to him. If he says, Tanu Mano Laplaini, it has to be his Masurin to the recipient. It's Masurin to the
Shliach.
She's not making Kinyan Agav. She's making Kinyan Agav Shemera. It's about Shemera as a Kinyan.
A new Kinyan, she doesn't have to be there.
The whole Mahim Shloshto would work, so why can't this one? It's a difference. If you don't hold Shar Kinyanim work, it's good. That's what the Kiva Eger is tied. If you hold that Shar Kinyanim works, so then this should work too. So one possible teretz is that teretz.
What?
Shema. Maybe the Shemir has in mind to do the Kinyan later. But then what are you going to do with Mana? He says, Tanu Mana l'ploy me. Well, you have to have a Masira later. Why do we still? What has the taka work? The Shimei Ra gives a tava. A taka wonder. The Shimei Ra has to be a lamdin. He has no divrei Shimei Ra kesu masurin dami. Where's the das makna? Unless that's all part of the rabbanim. Maybe that's all part of. I don't know how it works. They have a Shimei Ra. How does it work? If the Shimei Ra has a lamdin, he knows divrei Shimei Ra as a kinyan. Then we understand. And then your kasha is not a kasha. Shimera knows that they give by saying it is given. The Shimera doesn't know, then how does it work by mana? I don't know. But however, it works by mana, and it does work by mana. It should work by get also. So one teretz would be this teretz that if you hold like Rabbi Kiva Eger. Another teretz could be Kinyan Shimera as a Durabaman. If you hold Kinyan Durabanan, Loi Mahani L'Daraisa, so it's also good. If you hold Kinyan Durabanan, Kinyan Shemera is a Durabanan. And if you hold that by get, you can't do a Kinyan Durabanan to give a get. So Vaita, it's good. Kinyan Durabanan, Loi Mahani L'Daraisa. So Vaita, that would be a good teretz. We have two possible terutzim. It would work out very nice if every Rishon holds like one of these two terutzim, either the Kinyan Rabbanan Maimonides or the Shar Kinyanim. So you say everyone's Lishitasa, it would be very Gishmak. Those will say Shchimra doesn't work either because Kinyan Rabbanan Lai Mahani, or because Shar Kinyanim Lai Mahani. Problem is, yesterday we saw in our Taisvis holds Sa'ai that Shar Kinyanim help, because Ma'am Shlosha would help. And Sa'ai that Kinyan Rabbanan Mahani L'Deraisa. So we know there's at least one Rishon, our Taisvis and Ran, who doesn't work with, because our Taisvis holds Kinyan Rabbanan Mahani by Gittin. And Shar Kinyan Mahani by Gittin. So we have the Kasha of the Mukaimei Medes. We can answer it like others. But the Kasha is still a Kasha. What's going on here? Why does the Shchimera, why does the Kinyan of Shchimera help by Gittin? So the Ksais, Simon Reish Nun, declares, if Kinyan Shchiv Meira, when it's Chal. What's a Kinyan Shchiv Meira? I have a man who's sick. He says, I want to be Makna. Now, when is the Kinyan going to be Chal? If he's still alive, the Kinyan's not Chal yet. He is Chal when he dies. So I don't know how it is, Gita B'yadim HaKecha, like his Misa and the Kinyan come at the same time. Not Shachas Kaidim, because Shachas he can still change his mind. The Shchemira can change his mind. So it means it's B'shas Nisa that it's Chal. So the Ksais declares if it's Chal Mafreya, or it's Chal, I don't know how to phrase it, with the Nisa, in Misasa. No, it's because man is alive, it's not Chal. With the Nisa, it's Chal. What? It might well be, the Ksais didn't change. That which way?
With the Misa,
that's not what happens with the Misa. Okay.
Right. Why does it happen with Kanye while he's alive?
Because Shchemira can change his mind until. But if it's Nikna already, he can't take it back. If you do a Kinyan Bar, Kinyan Mashiach, you can't.
Right. But it doesn't become better. Like, if you left something from the hospital, it got better.
Yeah, it's bigger. If he gave away all his nechassim, he got better, it's not given. Because the klar, he only meant to give that he dies. If that's talking when he did a kinyan, it's talking when he did a king.
Isn't there a way that it's at
hachadu someone like that? Okay, 1 second. So the Ketzais, 1 second. The Ketzais says that's a machlekes rishayim. He shows that some rishayim learn this from Ephraim. And some will learn it's not from Ephraim. So the Ketzais doesn't talk about Gittin, but in the Beis Lechem Yehuda here, he says that our Shaila will be Tali in that Ketzais. If you hold the Matna Shtimer as Talam Afreya, then it's good Kasha. The Ged should be Chal, you have to say one of the other two Terutzim. However, if you say the Ged is not Chalam Afreya, the Ged is Chal when he dies, so Ein Ged Lachamisa. So by money, it could be nikta together with his nisa. But by here, once he's dead, the woman's not an eshes ish. So why maybe that's why it doesn't work by Gittin.
Why get more than money?
Why get more than money? It's the same second that she becomes eshes ish and the money becomes eshes. That's a good question. Why get more than money? I get one. Because after they die, they start advancing the money for the things that they wanted. So the Gabi that Savar, they have to have a virus. Yeah, but they can do a hakna. They can have a virus. Yeah, the question is how they makna their money. How they makna, it has to be that hakna happens. So I don't mind, it's a drabbanan. It's a drabbanan short by Gittin. I hear. Anyway, he suggests that if it works on Afreya, the kasha is a good kasha. And so you have to say one of the other two mahalchim. If it works on Kanalaba, the says to have works, if you learn that man shlimer has chal lachamisa, then it makes sense that a get can be chal lachamisa. Matana I suppose the rabbanon could be misakin that a matana should be chal hamisa or im hamisa, but that a get should be chal. That's not gittin don't work that way. Even if the haknah works that way, the gittin don't work that way. And meila, that would be a third possible mahalach. So there are three possible ways to explain: either kinyan de rabbanon leimahani the raisa, or shar kinyanim leimahani the gittin, or this mahalach that it's not chal machreya, so in get lachamisa it doesn't work later. These are the three mahalach, and that's the problem. The Ktzais says that Shitas Taisvis is that it's Chalam Afreya. So Taisvis is on the wrong side of all three Terutzim. The problem is the Ktzais says that Taisvis holds that it is Chalam Afreya, which makes a problem because now Taisvis is a problem. Taisvis holds Kinyan Rabbanan Mahani. Taisvis holds Shar Kinyanim held by Gittin. Taisvis holds Chalam Afreya. So all of the Mahalchim are not adequate to answer the kasha of why get is not nikta with kinyan shemira. This idea of a haknah of a shemira ends up a little bit of a problem. We're left hanging a little sheet of tesis, unless you say different tesis and in different mesechtas don't have to shtem. But pashtas, we're left hanging. It would work if we go back to yesterday's Rav Nachum. We say that even if you hold my mishloshtan works like tesis, maybe that's only Maimich Shloshto, which is a certain sug of Kinyanim. And if your whole Matna Shlimira is not that sug of Kinyanim, then it would make sense. Although Matna Shlimira Pashtas is Kiksuva Masurandani, it is like a Masira. So we're left a little bit hanging on how to answer this question. We have a lot of Turetzim, but they don't all seem to Shlim with Taisus. Unless you say, and he suggests this, but Derech Efshir, the Beis Lechem Yehuda, that when we say Shlimir as Chal Mafreya, it's Chal Lachamisa Lamafreya. There's a concept of Mekana Labol Lamafreya. It's not Chal Mafreya Mamish. Lachamisa, it's Kilu, was given earlier. But you have to have a Raias to say something like that. He doesn't have any Raias. So Lamaisa, we're left with three possible Terutzim. L'chayr, we're going to have to say either that there's a fourth Terutz that we didn't come up with. These are the only three Torahs, and every Rishon is going to have to hold one of these three. It's going to have to hold in a way that answers. Okay, there's one more Indian I wanted to discuss here, and that is a very interesting tshuva in Achiezer, Chaim Eiser. You see a little from this tshuva. I don't know if I'm saying this is 100%, but you see a little when you hear how Gedolim went out of their way to try to be Matir Agunais. They went through great lengths to try to bring Raias to be able to be Matir and Aguna. This would be fit into that category of tshuva. And as you'll see, the Maisa Shahaya that the Reb Chaim Eiser is going on, he brings in the beginning, there's a small section before his letter where they tell you the story behind it. A man was dying, it was a shemera, and they didn't have children. And he had a brother, they didn't know where the brother was. He had moved out of town, they had no clue where he was. When he dies, the woman will be in Aguna, so they wanted to write a get. So they called in the cipher, and they went over to him, and it was difficult for him to speak. So they asked him, should we write a get? And he said yes. He shook his head yes. He said yes. And they sat down to write a get. By the time they finished writing the get, and they went over to ask him, should we give the get? He wasn't able to speak. He's already nishtadet, he's already unable to speak. And they were afraid he shouldn't fall to be a shaita. Once he becomes a shaita, so we already spoke the Rambam of the Torah many times, you can't give a get. Once he's a shaita, like the Rambam of the Torah, you can give a get. So we don't give a get. So because the man, they felt he was still shafui b'das, his mind was still working, he just was unable to express himself, they quickly went, and the Rav told the cipher, quick, give the get to the wife. And they did a mesirah, say get to the wife. And Prada, it says that afterwards he got a little better for a short while. They saw he was takashofi b'das. He was able to sort of express himself afterwards, to shake his head. But then shortly thereafter he died. So it was given away. This is the Mashahai. This is what happened. The Shliach, says the cipher gave the get, and Ma'aseh Shai. There are two pikpukim that they had on this get that are the get to us. One pikpuk had to do with Ezer Shafi Bedas, which is the second half of the truth. But the first half, the Ma'irim said, 1 minute. He didn't say Kisfu Tanu. He only said Kisfu. He didn't say Kisfu Tanu. Elamai, are you going to answer? What are you going to answer me? Shemera, we pass on Shem Shizuri. Shemera, Kisfu is like Kisfu Tanu. Maybe, Ishael said, maybe that's only true where he on his own said Kisfu. So we say he meant Kisfu Tanu. But there, where they asked him if we should write a get, maybe when you ask him and he says hen, maybe that itself is not like Kisvu Tanu. That was the question that was posed to Reb Chaim Weizer. Reb Chaim Weizer is ma'ir that there's really a second aspect to the problem, a much more serious problem. Reb Chaim Weizer says there's really a second pickpock. If I tell a shliach Kisvu, a masukin tells a shliach Kisvu, we say he means Kisvu Tanu, because after all, this person's a shliach. What's he going to do with the get? He's going to go give it. But here, there was no shliach. The woman was there, and the cipher was there. The man said kisvu. Even let's say he said kisvu. Who says he means tanu? Normally, if a man's in bezin, a wife's in bezin, a cipher's in bezin, so what do they do? The cipher writes it, and the man gives it. Why should I say that the man meant kisvu tanu if the wife was there? And the cipher was there. Maybe he meant kisvu. And when you finish writing it, I'll give it. The second time it sounds a lot stronger than the first time. The first time it was that maybe if he says yes, maybe it's different. Okay. When he answers yes, why should it be any different? Why should it be any different if he answers yes than if he says kisvu? Because when he says on his own kisvu, it means he's thinking of what to do. So he's suggesting kisvu. He wants a get to be given. Here, you're coming and asking him, do I have permission to write a get? He said yes. Who says that he wants the get should be given?
The first time
it was that maybe if he says kisvu, he shuts up, he means to give a get. But if he responds kisvu, maybe not. Because he didn't think of getting a get. It's the cipher that thought of it, the bezin that thought of it. So maybe he's only answering what he was asked. He was not in a position to actually get it. It could be at the time of the original kisvu. I don't know if maybe he wasn't physically in a position to give it. I can't say what, I don't remember that it's spelled out there, whether he was or was not. It seems to the Shaila that he would have been in a position to give it. It seems to the Shaila.
Maybe somebody wants to give it.
What?
Oh,
so that's part of what he talks about. That even if he didn't say it, maybe he wants it. Okay. Now, one thing at a time. The first time that maybe we only say kisul kitanu when a person says it, maybe not when a person answers. So Chaim Weizer has two answers to it. One is a strong one, and one what? What does the Mishnah say? So that's one thing. This is from the Mishnah later. We're in the beginning of Mishnah Chazai. In the beginning of the seventh parak, but the Mishnah says, "Mishtatek." The first Mishnah in the seventh parak has taka such a lashon, "Mishtatek va'omru lai." Nichtev get lishtecha, v'hirkin b'raishay, but can I say shalosh pa'amim? If we shafu b'da'as, ha're'el yichtum v'yid, no? So the chayra, it's b'feirish. Feirish a mishnah. My mishnah's case. It's the whole case. Mishtatech, Except it's not clear the woman was a Beis Din. That's not so clear. Maybe it was through a shliach. But certainly, as far as Omru lo yichtav get lishtecha, that part is very clear. Certainly, the first thing is very clear from that Mishnah that it's Omru lo yichtav get lishtecha. So,
in that Mishnah, this thing is stated. These are things, yes, you have to make sure you have to verify them for the thing that they're
thin. No, no, they're asking him, should we write again? Nichta get lishtecha, they're in Kibaraisha. Wait, can I say, then we see if he's shafi b'das, we ask him three questions. But originally, it's the shtatik formula. No? They're asking his permission. There's a permission. He's saying yes. Yes is a response to a question.
Over there, where he wants to do something, we're asking, this is what you mean to do. Don't say,
same thing as the story.
What's the difference?
What? Doesn't say, he's a masukin in both cases. Ishtatik. Ishtatik, maybe he's not a masukin, and therefore, why?
Okay,
so then we.
Can't speak.
So what happens to new, so why does it work? Why does Tinu work?
It's a special thing. He makes motions that he wants to give, and then we find the gap. Really,
but it doesn't say he made motions he wants to give. It says he made motions that he wants to write it.
Right, and we're asking, what do you mean to say? Nothing to do with the
Moshe. So why does it say Nichtav get lishtecha? Doesn't say Nichtav get lishtecha? I mean, the Mishnah means afterwards for Nesina, we'll take care of Nesina separately. That's what the Mishnah means. All right, if it's not talking about Misukin, then we're going to have to say it's talking about the yes of Nesina, it's just missing in the Mishnah. The Chaim Eisen's other raya is from our Gemara. It's a very indirect raya. Maybe he mentions that. I don't know. The Nekuda from our Gemara, he says, I told you the Ramban is the Kasha. Why don't we set sign the Mishnah by a Shivera is not Misukim? And then you need to know. So he says, the right from here, since we didn't set sign that way, must be every Shivera is considered Misukim. That was the Ramban. So he says, I could do a similar thing. If you're going to say that when you ask him, he has to say tenu, like the shay, like the befakfikin atayne, why don't we set sign our Mishnah in a case where we asked him? He was a Misukin, he was a Shemira. And we asked him. And that's why the Mishnah says you have to have tenu. Why don't we set sign the Mishnah that way? Elamai must be, even if we ask him, he doesn't have to say tenu. Follow? Now, the whole Gemara is Diyuk. The Gemara says that Rav Zavid doesn't like Rav Papa's Teretz because the Mishnah, why do you need to know for? So we'll answer. You know why you need to know? It's talking a case where we asked him. And since we asked him, and he was only answering to do Getz Alishti, so that's why he has to say to know, because we were asking him. That's not the Mishnah that way. Elamai, there's no difference. That's what Chaim Weiss's raya. Starker raya, I would not say it is. The Mishnah says, "Beferish tenu, Aimer tenu." What's the problem with the sefer? But yes, they should give him another play, and he said yes. That's the whole Mishnah. If he wants that generation sefer is similar, so there's no problem. The Chelak Aruf of Achiyas. Yeah, maybe he's speaking in response to a question. To know, he had to say to know, because if he would just say kiss, well, it would be inadequate. Right, so, but that was a. The whole kasher that Rav Zavid has is, why does he have to say tenu? You don't have to say tenu. That was Rav's kasher.
No,
so I'll answer you. You know why he had to say tenu? Because he was responding to a question.
And what did he say?
He said tenu, and that's why me said it's no good. If he would be alive, it would be good. I think it was. The whole.
Because again, in ours, he only sees they set cost rule and he answered him.
Right, that's why the Mishnah said Tanu. They asked him, what should we do? And he said Tanu. Why do you have to say Tanu? That's the Gemara's Kash. Why do you have to say Tanu?
He said, but even if, let's say they said Kasru, and he answered Kasru, so what, but the Shemira is saying Kasru. Did you also say that he's just saying in response to a question? I mean, the Maisi is saying Kasru, and the Shemira is going to say Kasru, so we don't serve them. By all the promises he sent him, which is yes, he didn't say Kasru.
But hence to the question is an answer. I don't follow the problem. I'll have to argue that later. I don't follow the problem here. Alright. As far as the second taina, that maybe that's a stronger taina, but Reb Chaim Weizer himself is ma'irer, that maybe you only need maybe kiss was enough without tenu only when there's a shliach. But maybe when you have a bezdin in front of you and the isha's there, so maybe kisvu does not include tenu. That's the second time on this inyan. And here Reb Chaim Weizer is mechadish. He says pshat in Reb Shimon Shazuri. He says to Farish that if you learn Pshat or Shim Shazuri, that if you say Kisvu, it means Kisvu. Because it's the Umdana that he wants you to give it. I think that's the way I learned the Gemara. I think it's the most people learn it. That if he says Kisvu, he only said Kisvu. Shim Shazuri just says that if he's a Besukin, we have an Umdana that he wants it to be given as well. Chaim Weizer says it's not correct Pshat. He says Pshat is that taich kisvu is kisvu v'tanu. The taich, when someone says write a get for my wife, taich write a get is kisvu v'tanu. That's the taich of the words. It's not because we have an umdun and he wants to make a shliach. Taich kisvu is kisvu v'tanu. How do I know this? Zokt Reb Chaim Weizer, there's a Mishnah on Daf Samach Bav. Habori sha'omar kisvu get le'ishti. If a person who's not a Shvabirai, he's a well person, and he tells Be'ez Din, Kisvu get le'ishti, Ratsa l'sachikba. He's only means to tease her. He means to tease her, he's in a fight with her. Ratsa l'sachikba. He only means to tease her, he doesn't mean it should be a real get, to give the get. Maisa, b'bari echad sh'amar kisvu get le'ishti, fa'ala l'roi sh'agag v'nafal o'meis. There was a meister with a person who said, Kisvu get le'ishti. He went up to a roof, and he fell off and died. Amar Rav Shimon Gamliel. It may ask my nofal, Hariz Aget. If he was jumping off the roof purposely, then Hariz Aget, and it's a get. Why? Because obviously he meant, he was not Rafal Asachik, but he wasn't teasing guy. He meant it to do a good get. Obviously the get had to be given before he died. But im haruach dechasai, if he got blown off by the wind, ain't a get. Then it's Rasul Asachikba. So what does the Mishnah say? If someone says, Kisvu get le'ishti, Rasul Asachikba, he's just teasing her. That's Pshat the Mishnah. He didn't say Tanu anyway. So what do you mean Rasul Asachikba? Even if he meant it seriously. But why does the Mishnah say, well, who cares if Rasul Asachikba? Let's say he meant it seriously. He still can't give it. No, Bari Sha'amar Kisvu get le'ishti. But why is it different than a Shemira? Because you need to know. So then don't tell me because Rasul Asachikba. Tell me because you need to know. Who cares if he's Rasul Asachikba? Huh? That's not what it's saying. Even if the person is dead serious, makes a Shavua that he means it. I don't know how you can figure out he's serious. Even if he's 100% serious, it's still nothing. He didn't say to know. Oh, if he jumps off the roof, then you're right. In the case where he doesn't jump off the roof. So why is it not a get? What's the reason it's not a get? He says, Kisvu get le'ishti. He doesn't go jump off any roofs. He goes to the pizza store and he goes eat pizza. So, what? He's a bari. So why is it not a get? Because, why is it a get? Let's say he says, Kisvu get le'ishti. It goes to eat lunch.
didn't
mean it. Bezdin writes it and gives it. So it's not a get because.
He didn't mean
it to happen. Why? How do you know he didn't mean?
Because otherwise he would have said
to know. In fact, Chaim Weiser, if the reason is because otherwise he would have said to know, why does the Mishnah say, Ratzon Asachik, but he wants to tease her? Even if he's serious, he means write the get. And later I'll come back and give it. Even if he's really serious. It's also not a good get. Why is the Mishnah saying Ratzon Asachik? Well, why does it say that for? Huh? So Chaim Weiser says, maybe you're going to say it's going on the Ksiva. That the Ksiva, he brings from Rabbeinu Gershon. The Rabbeinu Gershon learns it's going on the Ksiva. That really, Ratzon Asachik means that the Ksiva is also not a Ksiva. So Chaim Weiser says that that's a Pela Dikapshat. Because if the Ksiva is not a Ksiva B'Shaita, it's missing in Lashma. If somebody writes a get before the husband, right, we had one. Somebody knows a couple's in a fight, so he goes and writes a get. So it's not a good get because the husband wasn't mitzvah. It's a chsar in Lashma. So it's a chsar in Lashma. Zok Reb Chaim Leizer, if Ratzel Sachikma means a ksiva is not a ksiva, then why, if he jumps off the roof, suddenly the ksiva became Lashma? When they wrote it, they didn't know he was going to jump off the roof. So must be the ksiva is a good ksiva. Just, we don't give it because Ratzel Asachik. Sarna didn't. So Reb Chaim Weiser, Vaistais, Kisvu is Taich Tanu. Except when it's Ratzel Asachik, then it's not Tanu. But any time you say Kisvu Stam, unless it's Ratzel Asachik, anytime Stam Kisvu is Kisvu Gitzvu. If it's Ratzel Asachik, it's not. If you have a man who's a shtevera, so we have a good umdina that he doesn't, he's not looking to tease her. He was asked, should we write a get? We understand why. He's dying and she's going to become an aguna. So any time, the Reb Chaim Weiser says it's a Mishnah. If you take away what's on the sachik, but the kisvu means to know. The kisvu means to know. Well, the raya be from the sefer that when he jumped off, it's good. So we see, well, in Achinan, it's the same raya. When he jumps off, we remove Ratzel Sachikba, and then we say Kisvu means Kisvu Vitzadu. It's the same raya, okay. It's a command to send cash. Is that what? Therefore, what?
Therefore, we know that it means Sachikba. Otherwise, if it says Kisvu and it means to do, then I don't know that it means Sachikba.
If he says kisvu v'tzenu, we assume he's not misachikva. If he says kisvu, we assume he's misachikva. So Zohar Chaim Weiser, if I take away misachikva, kisvu is enough.
But this is saying that when he says kisvu,
it
means misachikva. I can't take away.
Chaim Weiser brings a raya to himself from the Bahag. The Bahag says that if this happened in Bezdin, if it happened in Bezdin, the person is not misachik in Bezdin. If it happened in Bezdin, then Kisvu means Kisvu Vitzinu. Now we don't pass like the Bahag because we passing people are Masachik in Bezdin. But the Yisoid you see from the Bahag that if you take away Ratzel Asachik, well then it's good. So Chaim Weiser held that any time you can take away Ratzel Asachik, but Kisvu is Kisvu Vitzinu, and therefore it's good. This is Reb Chaim. So he says we don't pass the Nina Sina Lashma. So he says we pass him like the Mandyama, you don't need the Sina Lashma. So then, what? So Chaim has a right, so I suppose that. That's that way, yeah. What?
The Mishnah before, you say Mishnah Bukhar,
he just said.
It's a Kisra.
Yeah, so that. So then you could say that maybe that's only by a shliach, but not when the cipher is there, the same time. Chaim Weiser has to show that in all cases taich kisvu is to know. He has to show that from Bari. The problem with this whole of Chaim Weiser is Rashi. Rashi in our Gemara, Hariyehu yichtu v'yifnu, mitechshe hu bol al nafshay legamul milsay. Rashi says that why is kisvu like kisvu to know? The Tekshah who bowl on Nafshah, the Gomel Amilfa. Because he's bowl. On Rashi's mashma, that Taich Kisvu is not Kisvu, it's no. just here. He's Bahul, therefore. So Reb Chaim Moisis says something about this. He brings the Rashi, he brings the Chumash from Yeshua, who says like him, and he says something about the Rashi. I don't understand what he's saying. It's, I think, in Ois Hei, in Simen Chav Ches. But it appears that Rashi doesn't stem with it. Okay. Maybe Reb Chaim Moisis holds that because now like Rashi Mahalocha, I'm not sure. Anyway, this is Reb Chaim Moisis' psak. Tomorrow we're going to go into Manish Lashdan, so try to finish the Yomim.